Exopto means to desire eagerly or long for. And once you sample this truly extraordinary wine, you'll suddenly realize how it came by its name. It was born out of a grand vision, that of up-and-coming superstars and friends, Tom Puyabert, David San Pedro, and Javier Gomez. Tom is the GM of Demptos, the famed French cask and barrel makers. David is a renowned enologist, while Javier designs wineries. These pioneering young winemakers had an idea, which was to make a wine infused with their collective knowledge, passion, and care, using the most innovative winemaking techniques. They are garages, micro-winery winemakers with a whole new outlook that is truly revolutionizing the way the world views Rioja. Exopto was a product of this dream, culminating in this exemplary wine. The predominant grape variety in Exopto is the Graciano, a wonderful, almost forgotten grape with a pleasant characteristic bouquet and deep red color, well known for its aging potential. Graciano is losing ground in Rioja, though, due to its low yields. Today it covers less than 1% of the Rioja DO. It was once the raison d'etre for Rioja's great aging potential, now in some cases being eliminated altogether. Not so in Exopto, where its 30-year-old vines accounts for 60% of this fine wine. It's duly complemented by 50 to 90-year-old Tempranillo vines that contribute 30%, adding structure and balance. The Garnacha, although at just 10%, adds to Exopto's deep dark color. These winemakers are revolutionary terroirists. That's right, terroirists. Their meticulous natural farming methods reveal the attributes of the characteristic chalk-rich soil of Rioja La Besa. This wine is fermented in French oak and was allowed to go through malolactic fermentation, left on lees for 6 months with batonnage. Lees are the solid particles that are found on the bottom of a vat. As you might imagine, they are comprised of grape skins, pulp, and yeast, a result of fermentation. Batonnage is a term for stirring the settled lees back into the wine, which imparts body and flavor to a wine. The Exopto is then aged in French oak for 8 months. The Graciano is aged in thin-grained oak in order to maximize oxygenation, while the Tempranillo and Garnacha are aged in medium-grained oak. Exopto is an amazingly fresh, big, complex, smooth, richly textured wine that just keeps on giving. As you can well imagine, this is a wine of very limited production. 583 cases made. A mere 100 case for the United States. This wine is clearly suited for special occasions and certainly worthy of laying down for many, many years. Exopto is a natural with bold dishes like roasted lamb or richly flavored game, but rich and complex enough to be a contemplative wine all on its own.